from KQED.
Jerry Brown becomes governor next Monday and immediately wades into one of the most challenging state budget eras ever. It's a challenge Arnold Schwarzenegger knows all too well. California's financial problems ebbed and flowed during his 7 years, but never truly ended. This morning, Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers looks back on what may be the most important yet unfinished part of the governor's legacy.
Arnold Schwarzenegger made California's budget problems seem simple to resolve in the TV ads of the 2003 recall campaign.
Here's my plan. Audit everything. Open the books. And then we end the crazy deficit spending.
That catchphrase, crazy deficit spending, represented everything he saw wrong with state government. And yet, on the day he took office, Schwarzenegger engaged in a bit of his own deficit spending.
I will sign executive order number one, which will repeal the 300% increase in a car tax.
The car tax, technically the vehicle license fee, was wildly unpopular. But it paid for local police, fire, and public health, services that are popular. Schwarzenegger's solution? Permanently pay for those local programs out of the state budget.
At the time he repealed the vehicle license fee increase, there was a $10 billion deficit in the state budget, and that added $4 billion.
Democrat John Laird was chairman of the Assembly Budget Committee for much of the Schwarzenegger era and a critic of repealing the car tax increase. The budget pressures faced back then were huge. While the governor demanded cuts, he also sidestepped some of the deepest cuts or new taxes by borrowing. In March 2004, he asked the voters to authorize up to $15 billion in deficit bonds.
Never again can our state spend more money than it takes in. Never again will our politicians deficit finance their spending habits. And never again will our state be driven to the verge of bankruptcy. Never again.
But the state continued to spend more than it took in. In fact, some of the borrowing approved in 2004 didn't happen until 2008. That was also the year the governor pushed for longer to pay it all back. Now the 2004 deficit bonds will not be fully paid off until 2017. Borrowing costs have risen steadily. Data from the nonpartisan Legislative Analyst's Office shows debt payments have grown almost 13% since Arnold Schwarzenegger became governor. That's more growth than any other spending category in the budget. Almost every year there were fights over spending, especially when it came to social programs and schools. The only time there wasn't a fight was in 2006 and 2007. Those were years in which tax revenues unexpectedly soared, and the governor signed the largest budgets in state history.
We should have controlled spending better than we did.
Republican Roger Nilo was vice chairman of the Assembly Budget Committee during those years. He says everyone knew they were spending one-time windfalls of tax dollars.
We did not implement programmatic reductions to bring overall ongoing spending down to what we knew overall ongoing revenues projected to be, and that was a missed opportunity.
Nilo's former Democratic colleague John Laird may have wanted different changes, but agrees the time for reform was then. Laird blames the governor.
His failure to fix the underlying problems in the budget in the better times were the real reason that there's a failure at the end.
Regardless of who's to blame, those economic boom years during the Schwarzenegger era were important.
We should have been in better fiscal condition going into the recession, but we weren't.
That's legislative analyst Mac Taylor in comments made earlier this month at a budget briefing in Sacramento.
We had this underlying problem already that we knew would have popped back up. The recession merely added dramatically to that problem.
Taylor and state finance officials have crunched some sobering numbers about the budget solutions used in recent years. Almost $26 billion in solutions were temporary. Another $10 billion were gimmicks that can't be used again. And $30 billion in budget solutions, from borrowing to deferred payments, actually made future deficits worse. Those numbers stand in contrast to the governor's ongoing promise for a long-term budget fix. In 2004, he promised a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution would do the trick. It never did, says former Republican Assembly member Roger Nilo.
It was negotiated in such a way that it was so watered down that it became meaningless. And frankly, most people knew that at the time. That would have made a big difference had that been a real imposition of restriction on spending growth.
The governor tried again in 2005, but his ballot measure was called an ultra-conservative plot to squeeze vital programs, In 2009, he pushed a different spending limit, a bipartisan one, but recession-weary voters said no. Interestingly enough, the most important structural budget changes on Schwarzenegger's watch came during the recession. Pension reform, the elimination of annual cost of living increases for social services, and a new bipartisan spending limit scheduled to be on the ballot in 2012. The governor didn't respond to our request for an interview for this story, but here's how he reflected on his budget legacy at a news conference earlier this month.
We were very fortunate that the economy increased, revenues increased very quickly, and the jobs increased and so on. But, of course, we were hit then by another recession. As a matter of fact, it rocked our state with such force that the fault lines in our budget system became craters.
Earthquakes and fault lines as a metaphor for the state budget. Arnold Schwarzenegger, the candidate, made it all seem a simple case of willpower. Now he sees the state budget system as something akin to a natural disaster, a disaster that's feared most because it simply cannot be stopped. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.